It's a very green screen here this morning. This is Market Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Huffman. We're seeing corn futures up a penny, soybean futures up double digits, around 12 cents higher right now. Wheat complex kind of floating in that 1 to 6 cent higher range as well. World equity markets are mostly higher to start the morning as well, but the gains are small. Monday's trade resulted in slightly lower closes as traders await the PCA data on Wednesday, which may hold clues to the next move from the Federal Reserve. Monday's new home sales report was slightly below expectations as interest rates are still having an impact on housing. Tuesday morning, we're going to get the durable goods and consumer confidence numbers. The Dow right now is up 7 points. European markets are mixed, and the Asian markets are higher here as we get going, with Japan up just fractionally and China's Shanghai Composite up 1.3% here on the overnight. Well, live cattle futures were able to hold their head above water yesterday, but for the same could not be said for feeder cattle as they fell back significantly from the highs. Hog futures were mixed with spread trading, putting some pressure on the nearby months. While live cattle futures did not share the sentiment of the bearish replacement numbers in the cattle on feed report, early lower futures provided the opportunity for traders to buy into the market for the long term. The winter storm in some of the cattle country may increase buying interest in futures as it takes place where there is some calving going on. Cold storage report also showed a total beef and inventory decreased by 4.9 million pounds from December. We'll take a look at the numbers next.
In February, we celebrate World Radio Day. Here at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, we feature Iowa-centric programming with content focused on Iowa crop farmers and livestock producers who draw their livelihood from modern production agriculture. Today, the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network offers 9 programs per day, anywhere from 2.5 to 4 minutes. In addition, the network airs a daily midday program featuring Iowa Ag news and discussions called Iowa Ag Matters. We thank you for supporting the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network as we celebrate World Radio Day in February.
March corn is up a penny at 408 even. Soybeans up 11 and 3 quarters at 1147 and 3 quarters. Soy meal up $4.50 at 338.90. Soy oil 33 cents higher at 44.73. Chicago wheat up 1 and a quarter at 578.5. Kansas wheat up 1 and 3 quarters at 585.5. Minneapolis wheat up 6 and 3 quarters at 655 even. And oats up 1.5 at 376.5. That's Market Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. For your Tuesday, I'm Dustin Huffman.